Reader's Digest. And there on the middle page was a story about Peabody, Massachusetts, and the explosion in the factory, which is one page.
Across from where Grossman's is, isn't it today?
Yes. That's about where it was.
There were a couple, I think this American resident, Saul Palais, had...
I remember the name.
Had a couple of different chemical factories here in Peabody, and perhaps that was one of them, I don't know. And, well, that was later on. Actually, Stahl had, up by where Universal Tanning used to be, they had a, one of their subsidiaries was a chemical factory up there, too. But they were all over the place.
Yeah. I just remember the story about, as I said, my cousin was a secretary there, so I knew all that was going on. But I listened as a child. It wasn't that I learned. I was nosy, so I would listen to the adults. But anyway, I just remember one thing in particular, that the owner was a man that was handicapped, and he walked with two canes.
Two canes?
And he was a rather heavy-set man. He walked with two canes. He owned a house in Swampscott, and he had... first time I ever heard of it, an indoor pool built in this house. And all these things,
yeah,
I know, as a child, I remember.
I just can't place who it was. Of course, you know, we had a lot of big-time other people from Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
And just about everybody that I hung around with at Boardman's Pharmacy later on went in. This friend of mine, Joe Ossoff, he became... Mm-hmm. President of Stahl Finish Company, and well, all the Ossoffs had their own tannery up in New Hampshire. These closed it about a year or so ago, and all the brothers, there were, let me say, there was eight kids in the family, and I think four or five of the boys were all in another business up there. And you know, you had so many. But talking about old Peabody, can you remember a place called the Little Palace?
Oh yes. On the corner of
Just around the corner there.
Okay. Violence, then it became Violence.
Yeah.
I think
it was...
Where was that?
Was it Borden Chemical?
Yes.
Yeah.
Borden Chemical. All these years.
Borden.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Borden.
You.
It's right across where Grossman's building is
On
Foster Street.
Oh. Now, it was
next
right
to
across
the reasons.
And but it was in the back. It was a wide driveway, and then you built it in the back.
I really didn't remember that poor
Did they make it?
I do remember as a teenager going down and bowling at the Metro Bowling Alley, and it's still there.
Yeah,
that's
still there.
Still there.
That's true.
I think it's interesting. I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say where the Peabody Leather Common now is located.
Yes.
It occupies what used to be a leather factory, Prager Leather.
Oh, Prager, well, what about Cyrus, wasn't
it? I think that they as well, I think,
right.
Yes.
And further up the street, Strauss had a...
Strauss had a place where...
Right, they did too, yeah. But where the bandshell is, used to be Prager Leather. I lived in front.
And wasn't there a pool, what was the name of that pool, H&H Pool? What was that?
I'm not
sure. I think I saw that someplace. Thank God. I got it here. I know it. Yeah, N.H. Poor and Company was off along Lowell Street too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
N.H. Poor.
Oh yeah, Poor Leather.
Yeah. And you know, there were just so many.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so yes,
I worked at Bond Leather Company. We were latecomers. We originated in 1965.
Bond Leather and Danny Ducanis were very
friendly.
Yes,
absolutely, friendly. When you mentioned Dan Ducanis.
Oh, sure. But I went down on occasion to Bond Leather with Dan, but he was always there. He loved those guys. They were terrific.
He also handled Coach bags, Dan.
That's right.
And every Christmas he would let us choose a bag.
Oh, did he? Well, Dan was a nice guy.
I had the best selection of Coach bags at one time. I worked there for 34 years, and I think they closed about 2005.
Yeah, not that long ago.
No, it wasn't long ago.
Well, you know, my dad worked for Kirstein Leather Company.